Talk about splendor, talk about majesties, talk about beauty, talk about something, excuse me, something gorgeous to look at. This city is just going to be plain awesome, maybe even beyond amazing. And one of the things that I want to say by way of appeal again is to the rich and the powerful. Those of you today who are rich and powerful, I want you in on this. I've said this before. I'm saying it again. I really want you in on this. This is for eternity. This isn't just for 100 years. This isn't just for 89 years. This is forever. Peace and joy far greater than any that you will have ever experienced in this temporary phase of life. Wealth and power far greater than any that you have ever had in this temporary phase of life. Forever. Whether you have one beautiful home right now, two or three vacation homes, your yachts, your private jets, whatever you have, when you die, you won't be able to take any of that with you. But if you have received salvation from the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be able to take that with you when you die. And if you take that with you when you die, you'll be able to enter the joy of the Lord, His presence with joy and with peace, the moment your body is dead and your spirit is gone, will have left this earth to join Jesus in heaven, to be with Him there until it is time for us to begin to populate the new earth with this grand, glorious city that I've described. Now, I realize, by the way, I'm not just making this appeal to the rich and powerful. I'm making this appeal to everyone, as I often have. I am asking you, make this your life's goal, to be with the Lord God in peace, with joy, throughout all eternity. Now, I realize that for a lot of people, it's going to take some real shaking to get you there. So many humans, and this is humans of all ethnicities, both genders, all nationalities, we humans can be so full of ourselves, so proud, so arrogant, that we just come up with reasons to ignore God's appeal to be saved and to enter into a beautiful relationship with Him, one where He's the boss and we're submitted to Him. And we stop acting like we're God, or our best friend is God, or our spouse is God. We truly, truly let God be God in our lives. We let Him be God to us. And we enjoy Him being God. We enjoy learning how to let Him be in control, practicing letting Him be in control, and learning to enjoy that and to trust Him in the process. Learning more and more about His wisdom and how in His wisdom He is always looking out for our best interest when we're His children. So often, even when we're in rebellion, He's looking out for our best interest. Even when He brings hardship, even terrifying moments into our lives, even then, He's trying to get us to acknowledge that we need Him and that we must submit to Him. And because I realize that so many people have to be shaken and rocked by God through circumstances that He brings into their lives before they'll finally submit, I'm okay with that. And there are times when I will ask God to do that to people in the hopes that since nothing else worked, that will work. I said in the hopes that that will work, because don't get me wrong, I know from having observed people and from having read the scripture, and I've shared some of these scriptures with you, there are going to be people who are just going to be stubborn no matter what. and they're going to refuse to submit to God. They're going to refuse their opportunities to be saved from the eternal consequences of their rebellious sin. I understand that. And I accept that. But at the same time, I also accept that there are people who, if shaken enough and rocked enough, will come to their senses and say, hey, you know what? This is the way I need to go. I'm finally joining with Jesus Christ. And they'll do that. And I'm asking you to do that. If you haven't already done it, I'm again appealing to you. Do it. If you have already made that connection, continually strengthen it. Ask God to help you love him with a stronger and stronger and more passionate love for him. Truly, truly a love for him. And ask him to help you trust him more. Ask him to help you follow him all the way to the end. So that no matter what comes up, nothing separates you. And those of us who are saints of God, let's be saints of God. Let's genuinely love each other. Let's genuinely care for each other and look out for each other. Peace and joy. Tremendous rewards for suffering well. All right, let's look some more at what's going to be in this city, this tremendous city, this great city. I mentioned to you that there will be no temple in it because God and the Lamb are its temple. They will provide the light that will light not only the city, but the nations. And ladies and gentlemen, verse 27 shares something with us that those of us who love righteousness, I mean who truly love righteousness and who hate drama, all this dark drama that just brings so much misery into people's lives. Verse 27 is something that we can really value, really embrace, and see as a reward for suffering well. This is what that verse says. Verse 27, nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How many of you truly look forward to the day when there will be no more madness? You will never be exposed to drama anymore. Dark drama, crazy madness. All of that will be in the past. And you'll truly be away from it all because all the people who bring the drama and the madness will be totally separated from you. They'll never be able to enter this city. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Only those who will have accepted God's appeal for eternal life were the only ones who will ever be able to enter that city. What a reward to truly have peace, because we will be separated from the drama kings and queens. Back in just a few.